Let's take it from the top. Pot off the wipe, baby. With my people's Britney bitch.
Okay, so Robin Thicke and Paula Patton seem to be working it out, maybe. Robin told People magazine that they're very happy right now, but he didn't confirm a reconciliation. Okay. Meanwhile, Paula may be happy with a different white guy because media takeout has pictures of her on a photo shoot. She's hugging and getting real close to her publicist.
Oh,
who's pretty cute.
Okay.
And she was wearing a robe. It looks like she's moved on.
Mm. Oh, wow.
He's pretty cute, about. Huh?
Basketball wife Tammy Roman, she went to the hospital yesterday because of stress and dehydration related to her diabetes, but she is going to be okay. Her rep says not to be worried. Her fellow basketball wife Evelyn Lozada went in on Twitter on Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams called her baby a cash register because it's by Carl Crawford, who's worth $150 million. Well, Evelyn talked about Wendy's husband going to her shoe store and buying shoes for another woman. Ooh. She said, you know, report that.
Wow.
Not good. Chris Brown, his fellow inmates are teasing him for beating up Rihanna and even challenging him to a fight. They said, if you're going to beat a woman, you might as well beat me.
How are they getting that info? Somebody explain that to me. They're in prison. What guard is leaking the info?
Somebody on a call.
Somebody
You know. It's probably like some random guy in jail bragging like, oh, I'm going to beat up Chris
Brown.
That's
why I don't believe that story. Because who made that phone call? I want to know the source.
We'll pray that Chris doesn't get beat
Inmate
up.
Inmate number.
Speaking of prayer, rapper Pastor Mace, his church family, not so happy about him. They think he's living a double life. They said he preaches on Sunday, and then he goes and parties with rappers on the next day. They didn't like his secret divorce filing, and they said he's featured in a new song that's about banging a married woman.
Wow.
Well, that's crazy. A preacher living a double life. I've never heard of that. Weird. What breaking news there. Is it a breaking story he's living a double life, or is it a breaking story he's living a double life with women?
I think his...
Somebody
tripping. What are you saying there, Gary?
Wait.
His church family has a lot of reasons to be worried. We'll say
Eddie Long says what? Eddie Long says what?
Gary said it, not me.
What?
The other day...
Anybody know Under Armour spandex taking pictures?
The other day, we played a clip. Ray J and Joan Rivers, they kind of did like a little spoof on Ray J's sex tape with Kim Kardashian. It was funny.
Right.
Khloé didn't find it funny at all.
Kim didn't either, yeah.
Yeah. They said that was not funny. It's not a good thing to joke about. Ray J shouldn't be doing that. And Khloé even went as far as pulling out of the show she was supposed to do with Joan Rivers. Mm. Do you think that was a big deal, though? I thought it was funny.
That's what put Kim on. Too.
Yeah, the sex tape.
Both of them on.
Yeah.
The whole family, actually. Yeah,
yeah. It was very well done. The lighting was good. I mean, it was very sexy. It was like the lighting was good. It was very sensual. And the background music. I liked it.
Wait, in the actual sex tape or the spoof?
No, the sex tape.
It
was very well shot.
Catch up,
I know
Brady.
That. It wasn't like a novice amateur video. I mean, somebody knew how to focus and zoom.
Speaking of Kim, she went on Seth Meyers last night. She said Yeezy was the first rapper to be on Vogue, and they're the first interracial couple to be on Vogue, so that's good for them.
Awesome.
More stories you can be found at the RussParr Morning Show.com. Tell me what I missed. Tweet me at 2PrettyBritty and at RussParr Show.